A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're listening to Following On with extended highlights of the second day of the second test between India and England from Chennai, exclusively here on TalkSport 2. Download the Following On podcast from your podcast provider for all the reaction to the day's play, as well as exclusive interviews and analysis from our team of experts. We pick up the action on the second morning with Mark Nicholas, alongside former England internationals Darren Goff, Gareth Batty and Matt Prior.
Morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to our coverage of the second day's play, the second test match in Chennai. Went mainly India's way on the first day. Having won the toss, Virat Kohli was very pleased to bat on what looked like a very dry and baked pitch. He was clearly dissatisfied with the one in the first test. He wanted to do more from earlier so that you didn't get out of the game if you lost the toss, and the team batting England in this case were able to survive, and that's what happened in the first test. Joe Root built that fantastic first innings total, and from there India played catch up. Well, of course, that's now what India want to do to England in this second test. I say 300 for six. That isn't to say England aren't out of it, not by any means. In fact, pick up four quick wickets this morning and play very well in the first innings. Who's to say they shouldn't have parity? But it's a tough ask. Darren Goff is alongside me. Morning, Goffy.
Good morning, everyone.
Do you have hope in your heart today?
I do. I put some stuff out on social media. I think me and Matt Prior were both a little positive on it. 300 for six was a great day's cricket for the watcher, for the listener. But England not out of it yet. Yes, I agree totally what you've said. The pitch, obviously, it's almost become whoever wins the toss doesn't win the game. I agree with you totally. He wanted it to turn from ball one, so in case India lost the toss, at least his spinners had something to ball two. But 300 is a good score to have on the board, but they'll be hoping for another 100. If they can get another 100, I think it would be very difficult from England going forward.
Matt Prior is also here. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
It's a tough get-up, isn't it? Second day.
It is a little bit.
Anyway, we're all here, raring to go. You'd need a Darren Goff in your dressing room this morning because you really have to make the players believe that this is still possible. This ongoing sort of cliche a bit about cricket in India, you know, lose the toss, lose the match, haunts the side that loses the toss if they concede 300 on the first day.
Yeah, it certainly does. It is a tough ask, and this is where you need your big players to step up. You know, watching the pictures that have come through to us so far this morning, you're looking at the body language of the teams. India very upbeat. You had Kohli talking, sort of beating the drums already. You could see him getting. India can tell they're in a very good position, a very strong position. And then you had sort of Silverwood and Root having kind of quite a stern chat. And I think that England will realise the seriousness of the situation. 300 runs in a day on this wicket is a lot of runs. But it certainly wouldn't be from Joe Root. Guys, we're too far behind the game. I think, Nico, you're absolutely spot on. If England have a good day today, there is no reason why they can't get back in this game.
Particularly a good morning.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So those four quick wickets are crucial, are absolutely crucial. But then England are going to have to show some great skill against spin, because this wicket is difficult. Let's just face facts. It is a difficult wicket to bat on. The Indian batsmen yesterday were fantastic. I think England bowled a bit loosely. We've discussed that already. But England are going to have to show some serious skill against India's spin bowlers to get parity.
Let's throw it back to yesterday to tell the story, just as a reminder briefly before we get stuck into day two. England took three wickets in the morning session, and very important wickets too. All batsmen who in their different ways can hurt you. Shubman Gill, a brilliant stroke player. Cheteshwar Pujara, the ultimate defender, the man who keeps you out there day upon day, and then Virat Kohli amongst the two or three greatest players in the world today. But they couldn't keep Rohit Sharma quiet. Now, was that exclusively because Rohit played so well, or didn't we quite turn the screw on him?
Well, we didn't bowl brilliant, did we, against him? I thought Ollie Stone were excellent at times, showed terrific art and terrific skill. Thought Broad does what he does. He puts the ball in the right areas, tried to create some pressure. Moeen Ali, been out of the game for a long time, struggled with consistency on line and length. Jack Leach was probably the pick of the bowlers, consistent throughout the day, but the thing about Rohit Sharma, and he talks about it, he says he won't let spinners bowl at him. He wants to dictate the tempo. And he did that. And he played some wonderful, wonderful shots. He had a game plan against Moeen Ali. If he was going to bowl that attacking line like an off-spinner does, he was going to sweep him. And he swept him most of the day. And then he had to adjust his game plan as the day went on, but Moeen adjusted. But as I said, Moeen just wasn't quite at his best, wasn't it? And I'm not blaming him for it. Same as Don Best the last test. These guys are hardly playing. And as a spinner, you always hear from them, they need to be bowling lots and lots of overs.
Good crowd in, plenty of noise. And it'll be Jack Leach to bowl over the wicket to Akshar Patel. First ball's a little bit leg-sidey, which he works off his hip, but there's a man at 45 round the corner there who does the fielding.
Well, the interesting thing here, Mark, is that he's coming around the wicket to the left-hander, which is a surprise.
Yes, you'd expect him to bowl over and land it in the rough outside off stump, but he's not doing that. He's bowling around the wicket and very straight, and it's not spinning off the straight. In comes Moeen Ali. He bowls a beautiful off-break. That's out-stumped, I think. Ben Folkes is so sure, and so is Akshar Patel. He doesn't even wait for the umpire's decision. He walks, drawn into a beautifully flighted off-break that spins and bounces and defeats Akshar on every level.
Yeah, this is just outstanding from Ben Folkes. He had a fantastic day yesterday. Watching the replay now, Akshar Patel reaches for the ball, spins sharply, bounces, but because he overbalances, he falls out of his crease. Ben Folkes whips the bells off with ease and speed that you expect from him now. And outstanding bit of work. India now 301 for 7.
Oh, that's a terrible bit of bowling, but he's got a wicket with it. Unbelievable. The softest test match wicket, I reckon, I've seen. That is a rank full toss. Ishan Sharma went forward, turned his back to its edge and poked it straight up in the air to short mid-wicket.
It's definitely a benefit game.
That's under 14.
The last 5 minutes in cricket, I mean, what is that? It's an attempted sweep, just looking to just push it round the corner, and it's just a leading edge straight to Rory Burns. You'll never get an easier catch. Moeen Ali thinks he's won the lottery this morning. He's rocked up thinking, oh, this could be a long couple of hours. And got two easy wickets.
He might get a six for.
It's amazing, isn't it?
He's got four now. Yep.
Fantastic start for England. And how good is it to see Moeen Ali? I'm a big fan of Moeen Ali. I think even yesterday, yes, he bowled some loose balls. He bowled some full tosses, dragged a few down. He was obviously out of match rhythm. But when he gets it right, for me, from the England, the pick of the England spinners, he gets the most shape on it. He tries to turn it, gives it a good rip.
You kept to him, didn't you?
Yeah, when he first
when he started, and he tell us how the ball hits the gloves.
So his big challenge when he first came into Test cricket, he bowled too slowly. So his first thing was he had to get more pace on the ball, which is usually the main challenge coming from county cricket to international cricket for a spinner, is having to get there, vary that pace, because if you bowl too slowly in international cricket, these guys are just down the track and whacking you. So he had to put more energy on it and get more pace, but without just bowling flat darts. And what impressed me with Mo was how quickly he adjusted.
Thank you. We will come back to that, but I have to tell you what's happened here, because ruthlessly, Joe Root has taken Jack Leach out of the attack and brought himself into the attack.
Boom.
That's so that we have, well, he can bowl it flatter, faster, and he can spin it away from Rishabh Pant, and I do see the thinking here. He thinks a couple of bad overs or a couple of overs that Leach bowls okay in the right slot, but Rishabh Pant pans over wide mid on a mid wicket for six are unnecessarily costly. So here's Root. Down goes Rishabh Pant and blocks him, and he's had a big slog at it, tries to smack it over square leg. This is just why Joe is is bowling, and Joe gets it in on a wide angle because he bowls quite low arm. He doesn't come over the top. He's not 45, but he slings it in there, flat and fast. Makes it much harder to slog. Here, down he comes, down he comes. Has he got it all? Oh, of course he has. I can't believe I asked the question. He's hit it 15, 20 rows back for six. Rishabh Pant.
Oh, this guy's gold dust, isn't he? He's just brilliant to watch. He's in a situation, though, now. They wouldn't have expected to come out India and lose two quick wickets in the style they have. But with this guy at the crease, he's very, very dangerous. And this is what he's good at. He got actually nowhere near that, but he just backed his eye, hit through it, and there it goes. Pretty straight over mid-on for a huge six. And it's again, get the sanitizer out.
Oh, happy-looking Kohli. Joe Root's got to get it wider, I think. Oh, it's a full toss. Oh, he hit it straight back at him and threw his hands for four. Well, on another day, that might just stick. Of course, he hits the ball very hard, but it was a full toss. These off-spinners for England have got the full tosses going. Last test, Don Best. This test, Moeen Ali. Down he comes, and he gets it, steals it. Only just. Moeen did him in the flight, really. Kicked out a leg and a bat. Bat gets on it. It rolls into the leg side. It's a tremendous performance again from Pant. 50 from 65 balls. Not without alarm, but with great effect here. Lifting the crowd, lifting the dressing room. Suddenly those two wickets in the Moeen Ali over are forgotten. Moeen in. Pant down the pitch. Back over Moeen's head. And it's way, way, way over long off all the way for six. Stone is going to go in. Edge through to wicketkeeper Ben Foulkes, and Kuldeep's stay is over. Rishabh Pant took a single off the first ball of the over, and from the third, he's feathered it through to the keeper, having been roughed up by the short one, and India have lost their third of the morning, 325 for nine.
Well, Mohammad Siraj is the man in at number 11. 19 runs in his three previous test matches with a best of 13, and he's got three balls of this over to face. England, two slips, gully, point, leg slip, short leg. Here comes Ollie Stone. He stepped back and carved him over point for four. What a shot that is. Well, that's a way to get off the mark.
I mean, this young fella's he's only just got back from Australia, so the chin music is something he's been used to for a few weeks, stroke months.
Surely he's going four ball. Darren Goff is calling it here in the commentary box. He's gone short ball. It's been feathered through, and he is out, caught behind second ball. So 329 all out. Ollie Stone ends up with a three for 47 from 15 overs and five balls, and Rishabh Pant is left 58 not out from 77 deliveries. It was a shortest ball, dug in. He's tried to guide it over the slips down to third man, is Siraj, and he's just got a touch on it, a feather through to Ben Foulkes, the England wicketkeeper, and the innings is done and dusted. So 329.
Not a bad start to the day for England, with India only adding 29 runs for the final four wickets of their first innings. Every ball of the rest of this test and the rest of the Tour of India is exclusively live here on TalkSport 2. Subscribe to the Following On podcast for all the reaction to the day's play, which we'll rejoin next as the morning session continues as England's openers head out to the middle.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to extended highlights of day two of the second test between India and England from Chennai, exclusively here on TalkSport 2. For more expert analysis and all the reaction to the day's play, make sure you subscribe to the Following On podcast on whichever podcast app you use. England openers Rory Burns and Dom Sibley are at the crease, with the visitors looking to start well after India made 329 in their first innings.
Ishant Sharma then, the question is whether Mohammad Siraj will take the second over. Just past 300 wickets in the previous test match. 11 five-wicket hauls, one 10-wicket test match. Tell you what, there's more than 9,000 people in today, I reckon. Just visually, we haven't had a number yet, but apparently the official crowd figure yesterday was 9,000. I think there's a few more in today. Or maybe they're just making more noise. Or maybe they're all just sitting together.
Or maybe they just make up the number anyway.
Yeah, nice round number, wasn't it? 9,000. Not
bang on.
9,128. No, 9,000.
This is going to be an incredible first hour's play for England.
Rory Burns had a disappointing first test match. He's on strike now. There are three slips and he's struck on the pad. There's an appeal for leg before wicket. It was surely heading down the leg side. He's given him. Oh, look. It looked certain to be heading down the leg side. But he had a good long think about it. Did umpire Virender Sharma. And eventually the finger went up, and I'm not surprised that Rory Burns has reviewed this. Dom Sibley was shaking his head saying, mate, I don't think so. I don't think I was hitting.
Fair delivery. Yeah.
Sharma's definitely out. Trying to go across Burns. Just whether it's straightened enough through the air.
I mean,
Mitch Moban just double checked the
plate. As well as. Yeah, my immediate thought was that it was. Heading down the leg side.
The bed. No bat, flat line.
Remember, it's ball been breaking. Given. So, umpire's call will do for Rory Burns.
Yeah, ball breaking when you're ready, please.
Surely that's missing leg strength.
Impact in line.
No, it's just.
Umpire's call.
Just touching.
On field.
Leg stump. It's Virender. Just tripping.
Stay with your signal. Thank you.
So, credit to Virender Sehwag. Third umpire, Anil Chowdhury, can only go with ball tracking. And Rory Burns, disappointing series continues. And Ishant Sharma has wicket number 301.
I think I know why the crowd's so excited. That was a world record for the highest innings without an extra, and I think that's really what's got them amped up, not so much the wicket.
Not a single extra.
Yeah, that's the highest innings we've ever had without an extra in Test cricket.
Goodness me. Here is Ishant Sharma once more, and forward comes Dan Lawrence, nudging it up towards mid-on.
In the NFL, they call that sort of stuff scorigami.
Origami.
Scorigami. Origami's with paper.
And scorigami is?
Weird stuff with numbers, really, that doesn't mean anything, but sounds nice to say it.
329 is the highest score in the history of Test cricket. All 2,490. How many Test matches have there been, Jared?
Way more than 2,000. I could tell you that because I was at the 2,000th one.
I think it's 2,500. Here's Ishant Sharma. And that one beats outside edge. Ishant Sharma tumbles over in his follow through. Got a bit of pace going at the moment as Ishant Sharma as well. England are 0 for 1. Dan Lawrence faced three balls. So did Rory Burns. Unfortunately, he was dismissed with his third delivery. And Dan Lawrence just a little bit late on playing at that one. Yeah, Ashwin in again. Oh, turned round the corner, almost carries to Virat Kohli at leg slip. He dived forward and he just couldn't get the fingers underneath that one.
Here he comes again. He's a very tall man. He's running in very fast. He reaches his crease. Bowls a good ball at Sibley. Very full, outside edge. Shoots down to third man for four. Opening batsmen deserve those. If you've got to play the best fast bowlers in the world with a new nut, day in, day out, if that is your trade, you deserve the odd thick edge flying for four. Sharma again, that's nicely played. And that's too full from Ishant Sharma, and all Sibley did was lean on it. Feet were a bit better. Came right out of the middle of the bat through straightish mid-on or wide-ish mid-wicket, whichever you like. And, well, other way around, isn't it? Wide-ish mid-on and straightish mid-wicket, actually, and it's four.
Three around the bats for Dom Sibley as Ashwin's going to bowl around the wicket to him. It's taken on the pad. They're really appealing for the LBW. Nitin Menon isn't going to be moved on that one.
Let smile, boys. You never smile here and there, lads.
And that is Virat Kohli chirping away. A few nervous smiles here, boys.
Not as bad as he's looked when he got his ball knocked out by Moeen Ali, leaving, trying to drive him through the gate.
Well, Ashwin has pitched that on about middle stump. I think it was turning too much if they'd reviewed it. Now Dom Sibley goes down on the sweep. It's going to be taken at short leg, but I think it's been ballooned off the pad. However, they've reviewed it instantly. Virat Kohli is making the out signal. He's absolutely convinced this will be given.
Wow.
As a catch. It's taken off of the pad, and then, as we saw yesterday, what did it brush on the way through?
Well, they've gone for a review.
He's walking off.
He's walking off. He's had enough.
Sibley knows. So it pitches, hits the pad, and then goes off the back of the bat.
I can see
in the
holding the bat.
Through.
Just give a double check to confirm it. I'll pledge.
He's playing a sweep shot.
Stand by.
The bat is at 90 degrees to the left of Dom Sibley and has hit the back of the bat.
Well, Virat Kohli was convinced. Absolutely convinced. And you can see why there. It's a big
Stand
wicket
by.
There.
Well, we're still officially waiting for Alteredge. Dom Sibley's over the rope by now, which makes it a little bit pointless.
But it makes a faster decision. Original decision not out, and he's walked off.
And they put the technology on.
When bat is hitting the ball, go to the on-field umpire, please. Thank you. Nathan, you need to reverse, and you can signal out. Thank you.
Well, I'll be. What were the chances of that? England have lost their second wicket. They are 16 for two. Coffee's moved out in the commentary box. Gareth Batty and Matt Pryor are in as we start a new over, and Dan Lawrence will get off the mark. He's pushed Ashwin to mid-on, set off very quickly, and he has his first run from 19 deliveries in England, 20 for two. Matt Pryor, Dan Lawrence will feel good about that one.
Yeah, happy to get the single, and they say don't judge a wicket until both teams are battered on it, and at the moment 329 looks like about 1,000 on a normal pitch.
You've judged it after 9 overs and 1 ball of the England innings, happy?
Well, it's only getting worse. It's not getting better, this wicket. Let's remember that.
Joe Root is going to sweep into the leg side. He's going to get a couple for this as it goes out to a wide long on. I can't really describe it any better than that because I can't actually see at the moment because Neil Manthorpe's taken it upon himself to start playing with the lighting in the commentary box. He's nearly blinded all of us as it's been like a disco for the last 5 or 6 seconds there. Have you found a setting you like, Manners? Give us a thumbs up. Yeah, we're happy with this one, mate. Just stick with this one. Gosh, truth. Thought he was taking x-rays for a minute there. Joe Root on strike. And India are going to put the silly point man back in. So it's two slips and a silly point. As Akshara is going to bowl left arm around. And here he comes, past the umpire. Root off the back foot, pushes out on the offside. No run.
Yeah, I mean, from an England perspective and how they approach this, it's obviously, it is a challenge. But you can take from the Indian batsman how they played. When they did get in and did get a partnership, the wicket, you could bat on it.
Akshara in. Joe Root has swept into the leg side. Top edge. Caught it. Short backwards square leg. Ashwin takes the catch. And Joe Root has been dismissed for a single figure score. He goes for 6 from 12 deliveries. And England are in deep, deep trouble. They're 23 for 3 here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, as Akash said, all you've got to do really, if you've got the pace and you've got the accuracy as a spinner, you've just got to find these pitches. You've got to find these places on the pitch. And Akshar Patel, he's found one of those places. This ball angling into middle stump. It's on a good length. The length, really, that you do sweep. But it's bounced. It's turned. It's hit the top edge of Root's bat. And that is why we're saying it is so difficult to bat. Not done a huge amount wrong. It's the pitch there that's for the doing of Joe Root. There is good bounce and spin from Akshar Patel. And he had the fielding placements right. That is the key to this. He had a 45, he held his nerve, he had the man out on the boundary, he left mid-wicket open with a mid-on, and that is the key to it. Get your fielders in the right place, and when you do get a bit of batsman error, it's going to take the wicket. And Court On the 45 there, quite a simple catch. But Akshar Patel on debut, into the game. Big blow for England. Joe Root gone for six.
So, slip, leg slip, and a short leg now. Change of attack.
Oh, and that's taken by short leg. Shubman Gill takes the catch. Dan Lawrence has pushed it to short leg. And he's gone for nine. And India's terrific morning continues with a fourth wicket. Dan Lawrence, not a great deal he could do about that. Has it gloved him? Is it inside edge? Extra bounce. Super catch at short leg. England 39 for four.
Yeah, you bang on, Manners. I don't think Dan Lawrence can do a thing here. This is absolute sweet bowling from Ashwin. He's round the wicket. The angle is going across Dan Lawrence with a bit challenging his outside edge. Pitches about off stump. Hits the massive bit of rough. Spits at him. Spins at him. He's done everything right. He's lined it all up. But if you get that one that bounces and spits into the gloves, smart catch at short leg. Lawrence played pretty well there for 50. He did all the right things, but he's actually got that ball in the surface where if your name's on it, your name's on it. And that's just a sweet piece of bowling from the great Ashwin around the wicket, as I say, with that angle. Brings in all dismissals, and this one spitting and bouncing and hitting the glove and going to short leg.
So after a promising start to the morning, England are now in deep trouble. At lunch, they're 39 for 4, 290 runs behind India, and fighting to avoid the follow-on, let alone match the host's opening score. Download the Following On podcast to hear Matt Prior, Darren Goff and Mark Nicholas's thoughts on the day's play, and watch our YouTube show, The Outside Edge, on TalkSport's YouTube page. Now coming up, can Ollie Pope come to the crease and help steady the ship for England?
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of Day 2 of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action in the middle as Ollie Pope comes out to join Ben Stokes at the crease, with England deep in trouble on 39 for 4.
First delivery is punched off the back foot towards the bowler, who does his own fielding. So, really interesting field. I'll get Gareth Baddy to comment on it in just a second. But so basically he's saying to Ben Stokes, you can slog sweep, you can take me on, but I've got three men on the boundary for that, and if you defend me, I've got three men round the bats. And it's known as an in-out field. That's punched off the back foot and to the covers by Ben Stokes. Super shot, actually. He's played against the spin. It was just short enough to allow him to go onto the back foot and punch it through the offside for a couple. 41 for 4.
Yeah, the old school saying would be block slog. So if you defend and I bowl a good ball, I'm keeping my catchers in, but you're not just going to get a free swipe to hit me into the outfield. Like Ben Stokes said in the first innings of the first test, he was like, it was dangerous in that rough. I had to take him on. I had to take some calculated risk. Brilliant field setting.
Here is Patel once again. Stokes, lovely piece of batting again. It's counter-attacking in a sense that he's taking a calculated risk by stepping away, exposing his stumps and pushing, because that's where the gaps are. So he's going to counter-attack by taking lots of singles. Hello, Goffey.
Hello, mate. Well, he's got to, hasn't he? I think he's got to take risks here. It's a very difficult situation to be batting in. 42, is it, for four now? Very, very difficult. And there's going to be fielders around the bat. There's going to be fielders for Ben Stokes on the boundary. But he's got to find a way to keep the score rotating.
Ollie Pope's first delivery of the innings. Here is Patel. A little bit of width, and he tries to cut, and he gets a bottom edge, and he chops it down just past his off stump. Nervy moment for Ollie Pope in his first delivery. Nervy moment. Akshar Patel gets through his overs quicker than almost anybody that I've ever seen. Here he is once again. Turn and bounce, and Ollie Pope, well, he's like a man playing that with a white stick. He had no idea about that.
Give him a chance. It turned 2 foot and bounced over his head. A beautiful piece of bowling from Akshar Patel. Angled into just about off stump. Ollie Pope holds his line. That's the key to it. Holds his line.
It wasn't a criticism of Ollie Pope at all. Oh, and that one is played again off the back foot. Much quicker delivery. And Ollie Pope looking to play it through the offside. Struck on the pad outside the line of off stump.
I was going to ask you, Gareth, does it make it more difficult with Patel, that angle he comes from, wide of the crease, lowish arm, slanting into the right-hander, and then he gets that vicious turn. That makes it even harder to play, doesn't it, surely?
Yeah, I mean, the greater degree of angle in towards the stumps, the harder for a batter, because you're challenging both edges with that angle. Because he's tall, because he's direct, it's even harder. You've got to be tracking, you've got to pick the line and length so quickly. And the skill is to get middle of the bat, line it up middle of the bat. If it doesn't spin, he's challenging your inside edge. If it does spin, well, in this occasion, he's missing it by 2 foot. And I think what we said pre the break with Matty Price, sometimes you've just got to accept you're going to get done on the outside if the ball's spinning away.
And may I just say that the groundsman, here is Ashwin again, bowls the Stokes forward playing defensively. The groundsman has had to prepare two pitches, and this one has had to sit in the hot sun for 8 days. He was only allowed to get his Ashwin again. It's a Karen ball, but it's a little bit too short, and it's pulled away for four. Some relief for England. One delivery goes wrong in 10 overs for Ashwin, and it's pulled away for four by Ben Stokes. He's up to 16. Here is Akshar Patel, and that one is cut nicely behind square on the offside. Super shot that from Ollie Pope, just the tiniest little bit of width, and he maximises it by giving himself some room, just enough to cut it past point for four. Here's Patel once again. This one pops off the pad and is not caught at leg slip by Virat Kohli. I'm fairly sure it was off the pad. Virat Kohli slaps the ground in frustration, suggesting that was an inside edge onto the pad.
I think there might have been a tickle there, Manners. Really is.
Oh. I love it. It's like being up in the West End watching Virat Kohli, isn't it? It's like he's on stage and he's performing for the crowd that's in. Smacking the floor. Should have caught that. That would have been out.
Ashwin once more tosses that one up, and he's bowled Stokes. He gave it some air. He tossed it up. He doesn't give it air much, does our Ashwin. And he's done Ben Stokes with a beautiful delivery up above the eye line. He's beaten him for length. It's then spun between the bat and pad. Stokes is furious. Crashes his bat into the ground as he makes his way off. England are 52 for 5.
Oh, Ben Stokes is furious with this. It's a foolish sort of a ball. He's opened himself up. He's almost opened up his right leg as if he wants to access the ball through the leg side. Unfortunately, that's opened up his hips and opened up the stumps, and this one crashes into off stump from Ashwin. He'll think he's got a fraction lucky there. It looks like it's brilliant bowling. I think Ben Stokes, from his reaction, he's absolutely furious about how he's gone about trying to access that ball. But again, the man, the great Ashwin, that's three, and he's adding to his tally of wickets over and over again.
Well, it's just absolutely brilliant bowling for Ashwin. Absolutely fantastic, round the wicket, bowling it, slanting into the left-hander. He's getting vicious turn. Yes, help from the pitch, obviously, but it turns and bowls him off stump. It brings Ben Foulkes to the crease, who kept beautifully in the first 2 days of this test match, and now he's got an opportunity with the bat. And to be fair, if he bats well, there'll be question marks moving forward this series as whether he keeps his place, because the way he kept was sensational. You can see why he got his opportunity, with Josh Butler obviously rested and going back home. But it's a difficult situation to be coming in when England is staring down the barrel here. 52 for 5. The ball's turning from both ends, and you've got to come in and face one of the best spinners in the world. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard from Darren Goff there was something for which he is not well known. Understatement. He just said it's a difficult situation for Ben Foulkes to come into bat.
I didn't want to be too negative on it, man. I try to keep some positivity about the day's play.
Kuldeep, left arm over. Foulkes pushes down the pitch. Oh, glorious shot, Ben Foulkes. That's better than a push. It's going to go all the way to the boundary at mid-off. And Foulkes goes into double figures. 13 from 37 balls now for the England keeper. Batsman England, 81 for 5.
Yeah, another outstanding shot from Ben Foulkes. And again, a feature of the shot is not trying to hit it too hard. It's just a push down the ground. Kuldeep going over length a little bit. Bit too full, but Foulkes equal to it. Pushes it down the ground. Great boundary. England go to 81 for 5 here on TalkSport 2.
And TalkSports, they've just joined us as well. You join us as Ben Foulkes hits a boundary. England 81 for 5. As a ball from Kuldeep Yadav, another of the Indian spinners, turns down the leg side. Foulkes stays out of the way of that one. It has been tough sledding for England this morning. They managed to wrap up the Indian tail as they bowled them out for 329. But since then, it's been a regular procession of wickets for the home side. England 81 for 5. Pope has 18 from 52. Looks as comfortable as anyone. Ben Foulkes there, 13 from 38. And it is the wicketkeeper who pushes this one back down the pitch to end the over, 81 for 5.
Energy from the Indian players, but also from the Indian crowd. Down comes Foulkes, and he finds the gap at mid-on. That is a wonderful stroke. Ease and grace and simplicity making the timing.
Mohammad Siraj into the attack for the first time. Right arm quick down the leg side, and he's taken.
Wow.
Oh my goodness me, what a catch. Rishabh Pant with his left hand diving full length down the leg side. And Mohammad Siraj has got rid of Ollie Pope with his very first delivery. And it was a poor one. It was a loosener down the leg side. Ollie Pope glancing. Rishabh Pant at the second grab, I think, has held on to a one-handed strangle, and England are six down. Ollie Pope has to go.
Wow, this is all about the catch. I mean, we've seen some great catches in this series so far, but a bit of a loosener, like you say, from Shiraz. Ollie Pope thinking, oh, I've got something to feed off here, gets a bit of a feather trying to knock it down to fine leg. Rishabh Pant, wow, should we call him Superman? He's travelled about 4 metres to take this down the leg side, one-handed with his left hand, and caught it in that little bit of webbing that those keepers get. You wouldn't be catching that without the webbing. It's just that little bit, and Matty Pryor's nearly choking on his bacon butty as I said that. That little bit of webbing keeps it in his hand. What a snare from Rishabh Pant.
And wow. Then, as he landed, it squirmed out like a live fish, didn't it? It just squirmed out of the webbing and threatened to escape.
Oh, back goes Moeen Ali and cuts nicely, and that should get to the boundary for 4. No, I don't know. Is it? Yes, it is. Yeah. So Moeen Ali's off the mark with a lovely, well, a very typical Moeen Ali shot. He's a very good cutter of the ball. We wait now for Mohammad Siraj to steam in to Ben Foulkes. Oh, yeah, lovely. Beautiful. On drive. Just waited and waited and clipped it like a real old pro. That's the old pro's side there, and he's made it count. Good boundary.
Akshar Patel, left arm round to the left-handed Moeen Ali. It's edged off the keeper's gloves, and Rahane takes the catch on the rebound. It slipped just above the grass. It's a brilliant, brilliant catch. Moeen Ali walks off shaking his head. Just a feather of an edge, but it's brilliant work at slip. And England are 7 down, 105 on the board.
And this is why it is so difficult to play on this wicket. You've got to cover so many bases. Moeen Akshar Patel coming round the wicket to the left-hand Moeen Ali.
He's trying to cover his stumps. He plays straight. He does nothing wrong, really. But the ball just slides. Instead of turning back into him, the ball slides across him, takes the outside edge. Actually hits Rishabh Pant's left leg.
Ashwin.
It is an absolute ripper. First ball of the new over. Ollie Stone. He had his hands quite high there. He would have been worried for a moment because it's gripped from about 18 inches outside of off stump, turned and bounced as it explodes through the top again.
Hit him on the arm guard.
That is an incredible delivery. Ashwin goes in, bolts that one straight, clipped into the onside. Rohit Sharma takes the catch. Ollie Stone's stay at the crease was a brief one. He's walking off, shaking his head. Don't worry, Ollie Stone. Better batsman than you have found it difficult on this pitch. England 106 for 8 as Stone goes for a single.
Another poor session for England, not good at all. Akash Chopra doesn't think that Virat Kohli will enforce the follow-on if he gets the opportunity, and we'll have to wait and see. The Following On podcast rounds up the day's play with expert analysis from the TalkSport 2 commentary team. You can subscribe to that on whichever podcast app you use. We'll see if England can survive the evening session next, here on Following On from TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to Following On from TalkSport 2 with exclusive extended highlights of the second day of the second test between India and England. England need 23 more runs to avoid the possibility of the follow-on. We'll head back to the middle in Chennai with Jack Leach, the new batsman.
Here is Akshar Patel once more bowls. Leach forward playing defensively out now. No run. Jared Kimber was earlier describing him as kind of low-calorie Ravi Jadeja.
What did I say? The budget or the Walmart Ravi Jadeja.
Back and across again, Jack Leach. He's a 3-in-1 cricketer, but just not as good as Jadeja in any of the departments.
It was definitely budget was the word, my
budget.
Friend.
Was it budget?
He's looked better than budget during this innings.
No. But when you're saying budget, you're saying budget compared to the arguably the most valuable player in world cricket right now.
There is no other player
like Jadeja out there who is a proper frontline bowler and can be bat in the top seven. And he's like one of the world's leading
more valuable than Ben Stokes.
I think. Well, is Ben Stokes in the world's say best 10 batsmen?
Jadeja definitely isn't.
Is he in the best 10 bowlers, Jadeja?
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
Not on every pitch around the world. He can also certainly have the pitches, yes.
He can bowl more overs than Stokes. I think where Stokes has him is he can bat in the top six, which I think is an advantage.
Here's Ashwin looking for that fifth wicket and a skiddy straight honour.
You're going algorithms on me here. I don't understand it all now.
Well, part of the problem with Stokes, because if you're a seamer, you can only bowl so many overs, whereas Jadeja can bowl all day.
Down the wicket comes folks, pushing it back to the bowler, Ashwin, no run.
The last 3 years, Jadeja's averaged, I think, maybe high 30s, low 40s. So roughly around what Ben Stokes has averaged across his career. Now, he's done that at an easier batting position, a bit further down the order. But if that's the case, I mean, it's, you know, I think if you're comparing them.
When do you become the Jacques Kallis of wicketkeeper batting? Down the wicket comes Leach, and he's launched it over mid-off for four. That came out of the blue. I was just thinking, what's Jack Leach's approach going to be, and he's told me. Oh, that's a super shot.
God, dances down the wicket. Beautiful footwork, gets to the pitch of the ball, hitting it from the rough. He's had a box-side seat for Rishabh Pant, and he's just copied him. Beautiful shot, straight over the top, full flurry of the bat, straight down the ground. No apparent risk, four runs.
Ishant's going to switch to bowl round the wicket at Leach. England have officially avoided the follow-on now, 131 for 8. I didn't make perhaps enough of that because there was no chance of India enforcing the follow-on. That just isn't the way of the modern game. Here's Sharma round the wicket. It's out. What a super catch by Rishabh Pant. Diving away to his left side. A lovely delivery from Ishant Sharma. Pitched it perfectly, swung it late. Nothing wrong with Jack Leach's forward prod. But the two Indians combining for a moment of cricketing spectacular. Stuart Broad now takes strike to R. Ashwin, and sweeps and is bowled. A pretty horrible shot, if we're honest, for a man who has more to his batting than that. England are bowled out for 134.
Quite amazing, really, when you consider we're all fans of Broad with a bat. He can change a game. He's got good shots. He's got a good eye. But for some reason, batting at 11, he ends up playing like a number 11. Tried to sweep a ball that was too full from Ashwin. The genius that is Ashwin, a fantastic performer on Orms. Well, Orm and abroad, and England are all out. Disastrous performance from England with a bat. And it's time now. 134, all out off just 59.5 overs. And I feel for Ben Foulkes, you know, because he showed us a way to play in these conditions. I think behind the stumps, we saw him perform brilliantly for England. And then he's come out and battered with guts, determination, knowledge and a technique to face these top, top Indian spinners. So well done, Ben Foulkes. But England, a disastrous innings indeed. 134 all out.
So they're out in the middle. They've taken, Rohit Sharma has taken guard. Ollie Stone is just organising his socks. And he will take the new ball, brand new ball in Ollie Stone's hand as he comes in, steams in now. Sharma is tucked in behind it and pushes a full length ball to extra cover. England just with the two slips this time. They had four when the match began. There's a gully and three in the cover ring. A pretty orthodox field, mid on, mid wicket, long leg.
Just a little bit of shape there from Ollie Stone. Bowled well the first innings, picked up three wickets, knocked over the last few. Pretty impressed with him, actually.
And Ben Foulkes is getting down into his crouch and he's watching Rohit Sharma pull this one into the leg side and over the leg side all the way for six. Ollie Stone decided to test him out with the short ball. There are two men out on the leg side boundary, but they were spectators just like everyone else in the ground. And Rohit Sharma has played another glorious shot. He goes to eight, India 10 without loss.
It's never good, that, is it, as a fastballer, where you run in quite early on in the innings and the batsman just rocks back and just eases it off his chest. A short ball straight into the fans, into the stadium.
Slip and short leg. Rohit Sharma is in behind this one and has punched it through extra cover. And England do not have a sweeper out on the offside, and that is a boundary four from the first ball that Moeen Ali bowls. Minimum of fuss, and India go to 16 without loss. Moeen Ali walks back to his mark for the final time of this over, the fifth of the Indian second innings. They're 17 without loss, and Shubman Gill is coming down the pitch to Moeen Ali and has put him over wide, long on for six. Moeen Ali's first over of this second innings has gone for 11, a four and a six and a single. And India, well, they're making mincemeat of the English spinners at the moment. It's 23 without loss here on TalkSport 2.
Comes Jack Leach, another over begins with Rohit playing defensively and there's no run. 23 without loss. I'd just like to make a point about India using home ground advantage. There was a time, a very long extended period of time in Test history, when people, here's Leach once again, Rohit plays a little lap sweep and plays it rather delicately as well. And he knew exactly where the gap is and it's running away for four. That's beautifully played. We talk a lot about Rohit's savagery and power.
It's a very full ball from Jack Leach that's pushed back to him by Shubman Gill. Yeah, the annoying thing for him was actually he pulls those off 19 out of 20, I'd say, or certainly 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I think my point was more it wasn't a completely regulation stump miss chance.
No, it spun a lot and bounced. Now that's very close to LBW. In fact, it's out LBW. Jack Leach has got his man. Forward goes Shubman Gill. It hits him on the pad, but because it held its line, it looks to me like it's going to go on and hit the stumps. He might well review it. What's Rohit saying? It's difficult to be sure. Yep, he's going to review it. Rohit's saying it could well have spun too much, perhaps. But it was a very confident appeal by England, and he looked to be in front of them all.
He did, yeah. So given out very close look regulation LBW, to be honest with you. I think Rohit was sort of gesturing that he thinks it might be sliding down the leg side, but wasn't so for me.
Bad first. Just confirm with Aldridge, please.
Aldridge and next Aldridge.
Yeah, pad first. Ball tracking when ready. Pitching in line. Hitting in line. Hitting wickets. Go to the on-field umpire. Nathan, you're on screen. Stay with your call.
Yeah, the original decision then sticks. It's LBW and really no question about it. Hitting middle and leg about halfway up and Shubman Gill goes. And there, in a nutshell, was how hard it is to bat against spin, because a number have ripped past his outside edge and then one scurries quite low straight on and hits him on the pad. And you're a goner. It's trusting bounce and inconsistency of movement that's so very difficult. And one has sympathy for the batsman. Mowing bowls. That's left a look. Well, they appeal for LBW because they don't think a shot's been offered. And I don't either, really. I'm a great Rohit fan, but I think he's tucked his bat behind his pad. And I'll bet this is mighty close. If they can get a review here on the basis of a shot not being offered, it would be worth reviewing, because he's gone forward, he's kicked it away, and then he's tucked the bat in behind the pad. Fascinating. So England have reviewed it, I think. By the look of the umpire, Virendra Sharma, he's looking up. Yep. Original decision. No. No, yes. What's going on?
The run out of time.
TV umpire to director. Review for leg before.
Okay.
Fair delivery. Batsman played the shot. Start with the front on, please. Spin vision when you're ready.
Oh, well.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, but he hasn't played a shot. But if the umpire's saying he has, he's definitely not out because it's hit him outside the line.
Yeah, give me ball tracking.
There we go.
No need, Ulrej. Just give me ball tracking. Umpire said offered. Yeah, you just give me ball tracking, no bat involved. By appealing, he said there's a
bat. Well, you can hear what they're saying. They're saying that the umpire in the middle says a shot was offered.
So ball tracking.
He isn't going to be out.
Pitching outside, impact outside. Thank you. Go to the on-field. Virendra, you're on the screen. Stay with your call. Impact is outside.
Well, I'll bet there was a misunderstanding. He's staying with his initial call. I would think Joe Root might go and see the umpires after play.
I think that's where he was laughing at the end, because he didn't realise, but he said there was a shot offered. So, yeah, strange one, that. Very, very strange.
You definitely wouldn't review that if a shot had been, if you knew a shot had been offered.
Definitely not.
Well, day two started with India batting and ended with India batting, albeit in their second innings. England all out for 134, India 51 for one at the close, with a lead of 249. Well, now you've heard the extended highlights of the second day's play. Listen and subscribe to the Following On podcast from TalkSport for all the reaction from Chennai. And watch our YouTube show, The Outside Edge, on TalkSport's YouTube page. We'll be back with exclusive coverage of day three of the second test between India and England from 3:45 a.m. on TalkSport 2 tomorrow morning.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.